Good morning. I'd like to call the Fifth Osage Nation Congress to order. We're at day 21 on our Hong Kong session, April 19th, 2018. The time is 10:24 a.m. Congressman Hamilton, would you please?
Name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit. High and just of Wakanda, Wakanda is Yankee. Father, we come to ask you to be in our heart and minds as we come together for our Wajaja people, Lord. Please be with the families represented and the families across the nation who are dealing with mourning and sickness. Please be with the families with men and women in uniform, wherever they may be. All these things I ask in your precious name, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
I'll see you.
Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards, present.
Congresswoman Goodfox, present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Baker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Supermont.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
I don't have one.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for April 18th. There's a motion to approve the journal. Is there a second? Motion dies for lack of second. There was a motion and it died for a lack of second.
On page 5, motion to suspend the rules, the motion I made. Mm-hmm. Were those the only? Excuse me, yes, they were.
Second. Motion made and seconded to approve the journal discussion. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. One abstention from Congressman Norris. And the journal is approved for April 18th.
Yeah. Okay.
committee reports, reports of standing committees. Congressman Walker.
Speaker, and good morning. Good morning, Congress, Assistant Chief, those in attendance, those listening. Government Operations Committee met this morning, considered the appointment of Belle Wilson to the Osage Nation Election Board. Committee action is Canada is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes for Walker, Hamilton, Maker, and Mason. Good Fox and Norris were, they had excused absences. I would make a motion now to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place Belle Wilson I didn't look at my agenda, but for confirmation today, on today's agenda.
Second. Motion's made and seconded to place Belle Wilson on the agenda for confirmation for today. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no.
Abstain.
One abstention from Congresswoman Goodfox. Congressman Supernol?
Yeah.
You have a committee report?
Just one.
Yes.
Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee report met yesterday and considered ONCA 1822 an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage LLC board in the amount of $102,365 and $63 and an appropriation to Tallgrass Economic Development LLC board in the amount of $102,363 and to establish an alternate effective date. The final committee action was due pass with amendments. With yes votes from Supernol, Pratt, Whitehorn, Maker, and Hamilton.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
Point of order, the title on the report needs to be changed.
Yes. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1822 on general order day two on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1822 on general order day two on today's agenda. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to introduce, Congresswoman White?
Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, I'd like to introduce a bill that, upon some review of the law in the past 12 hours, I think has a constitutional conflict, so I'm just going to put it before the body. I don't intend to run it through this session, but I want to go ahead and get it filed and on the books for maybe another special session moving forward. It's to amend the Osage Nation Ethics Law at 15 ONC Section 6-207 to remove a limitation on appointments by the principal chief where it is required by the Constitution and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Are there any other bills or resolutions to introduce? Seeing none. Bills and resolutions on first reading.
Thank you. I'm introducing ONCA 1828, an act to provide an appropriation in the amount of $75,000
for an intergovernmental grant to the city of Winona for facility improvements, water treatment equipment, installation, and maintenance, and to establish an altered and effective date. When I was touring the prairie yesterday, when I missed my turnoff, I received a phone call from the clerk at Winona who indicated that she had been told, which was a true statement, that this bill was in committee probably a year ago or on the floor about it. No, I think it was in committee. And the person that was due to come from the city of Winona was ill and never made it. So she's now taken over, and I've reestablished this bill. I do not intend to have it pushed through this session. Thank you.
Thank you. I have requests for discharge from committee forms. There are eight signatures to discharge from committee ONCA 1805 as discharge from appropriations. ONCA 1816 is discharge from appropriations. ONCA 1820 is discharge from appropriations. ONCA 1821, ONCA 1827 are discharge from appropriations. ONCR 1812 is discharge from health and social services. And also ONCR 1813 is discharge from appropriations. I have the forms with eight signatures for each of those. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Please repeat the two last resolutions, brother.
Yes. ONCR 1812 and ONCR 1813 is the discharge from appropriations, and 1812 is discharge from health. Okay, we're on general order day one. Second reading. Members of Congress, I am reading ONCA 1813, an act to amend ONCA 1799 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $1,500 for prevention, unity, and to establish an alternate effective date. On the next day's agenda, unless they are moved.
Okay.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1805, ONCA 1816, ONCA 1820, ONCA 1821, ONCA 1827, ONCR 1812, and ONCR 1813 on general order day two on today's agenda.
Second. Okay, motion's made and seconded. Place those bills to resolution. No, that's not a good resolution.
Also, ONCA 1813.
All right, thank you. Okay, ONCA 1805, 1813, 1816, 20, 21, and 27. And then ONCR 12 and 13 on general order day two on today's agenda. The motion is seconded.
Also 1791.
What?
And 1790. I mean, I'm sorry. Never mind.
Excuse me. Okay. All those in favor, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, motion passes. We're all on general order day two. For amendments, may be proposed. Congressman Hamilton.
I'm sorry, where are we at?
We are the bills 1805, 13, 16, 20, 21, and 27. Those were the bills that were in ONC R 12 and 13 were all discharged from committee. So now they have been moved to general order day 2 on today's agenda, which we're getting ready to move towards, and that's where amendments can be proposed. So I don't know if everyone has their amendments ready or not, but we're getting ready to move to general order day 2 where amendments may be proposed. Congresswoman Evers.
Is 1822 also on general order day 2 today? Okay, thank you.
I think Lady Maria, or excuse me, Congresswoman Whitehorn did that a few minutes ago.
But will we read the list again?
Yes, I will read the list again. ONCA 1805, ONCA 1813, ONCA 1816, ONCA 20, 21, and 27, and then ONCR 12 and 13.
That's a little quick for me. 27, after 27, then what?
Okay, hold on. Let me get with the clerk. We have the same thing, so let's. Okay, 5, 13, 16, 20, 21, 22, 27, and then ONCR 12 and 13 are all on general order day 2 right now. So, general order day 2.
Move for recess to get amendments together.
Second.
All those in favor, to the call of the chair.
Yes.
Discussion, Congressman Walker.
I'd like to get an idea of approximately how long those that have amendments to get prepared are going to take. Are we talking 5 minutes or an hour, 30 minutes?
I'm talking to Congresswoman Evers.
My proposed amendments are at your desk.
Is anyone else preparing amendments?
Congressman Whitehorn?
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Does anyone at the end of the table need time to generate amendments for any of these bills? We're trying to get an approximate time so he doesn't take off. Okay, so your motion is 10 minutes?
Yes,
15 ma'am. Minutes?
I withdraw and reset. I'm here for a 10-minute recess.
Second. Motion's made and seconded. Recess for 10 minutes. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. We're in recess for 10 minutes. All right.
So this is during motions and notices.